definitely a trade wins. We do know what you mean. We do know what you mean there. We sure do. Yeah, but so how's Christmas really coming out on the East Coast? How do you like it? And why do you think you're there, trade wins?
Well, I tell you, it's a really nice day today, and I enjoyed the day, you know, because we're over with the water, and the water's subsided, and the river's a bit, and the people got to, I think, clean the house up maybe a little for a little celebration like me, and I celebrate a little bit, you know, also, you know, not just that I'm sticking up, I'm very religious or anything like that, but I don't say that, but at least, you know, I mean, I do a little celebration with it, but I think about him anyhow. Over.
10-4, 10-4, I'll tell you there. 10, that's a big 10-4. Well, you know what else I'm going to get for Christmas? Well, I went out and I bought myself a Volkswagen. Small little Volkswagen. And it seems to be okay. I had it for a week. I bought it for Christmas, though. But it sure is good. You know anybody who has one? Because I sure do like the way this one operates.
Well, let me tell you, there's a million and one others that say the same thing, you know. I mean, I don't want to say pull a car on it. I have a small compact car myself, but it is not the Volkswagen. But I think the thing is a little better than the Volkswagen. But the Volkswagen seems to do a pretty good job to everybody. And I know they are tough, they're durable, but they do make noise after a while. And like, if you don't repair them, they will make noise. But as long as they're in pretty good condition, I think that there's so many that drive with them that they're a good car. But the only thing you got to watch out for that the big car don't come into you, see? Because then with the little car, you don't stand as big chance sometimes as with the big car, you understand?
10-4, 10-4, it's a big 10-4. Do you know anybody who has a Volkswagen?
Oh, sure, there's lots of people over here, maybe thousands that have Volkswagens, maybe I know 100 or more, but everybody seems to like them, they don't knock them, and so forth, and so on, so they're not cheap, they're a little expensive sometimes, but it depends, I guess, where you're going, how the guy looks at you, and if he, how he likes you or something, okay?
I think we got a break right now. I did hear that old Buckaluck. So we're going to give Buckaluck a chance to come in if that is that old Buckaluck. So let's let that breaker come. And if it is Buckaluck, come on, Buckaluck, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I'm not that Alcatraz on the East Coast, so that's our Buckaluck. We're down here in San Francisco. We're trying to break.
Hey, sure,
not here
for you, Buckaluck. I tell you everything. Yeah, sure hope that your Christmas is going the wrong night for you. That Santa Claus is going to be good to you, you know, that Santa Claus all through the year may be with you, because maybe he'll help you out to get through a nice next year, you know what I mean? And, you know, things don't look too cute, but maybe you'll be lucky to have Santa Claus with you. But I sure do hope that you and the family do have a nice Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and that everyone out there in the big state of California is having a nice Christmas out there. And I sure wish you all the best of luck in the new year. And it's sure nice to hear from you at the Mayor's Base. I didn't want to you said to cut in, but it was sure nice to kiss so with you. And before I forget to tell you, I think I dropped that subject the last time, forgot to sign off. But anyway, Buckaluck, everything's going nice. The day is all right. We went through a rain, and rivers came up and flooded a lot of people out, so they don't have such a nice Christmas as myself. But I feel sorry for them, and the water did subside in time enough that they could clean probably the house up a little, that they could get ready for Christmas again for the families and whoever they have with them. So with that, I just check, and it was winter to match, and I don't have no big relatives and big families, so, you know, it's just my son and his wife and myself and my wife, and I got some underwear, and then I said to him, I said, you know, and Santa Claus was good, he bought me a nice new car outside, you know, a big car, and I got a nice big house trailer with it, see? I'm gonna head for California there in the summertime, see? And I say, you know, I say, hey, he sort of starts believing, you know, but I don't want to tell him a lie, you know, so I said, I'm just dreaming right now because I'm gonna work up tomorrow morning. Maybe that Santa Claus will be lucky enough to put that house trailer in that big car, you know, to put the thing, and then maybe I'll catch up there to California, over.
Well, by golly, I'll tell you, I didn't think you were like that, sir. This is the tomato baser, and I'll tell you. Now, I'm only kidding you. That was just a joke. And I believed you, though, because, you know, it couldn't be possible.
Yeah, it's
dead,
Roger. Come on back there,
Buckler. Yeah, not that day, there, good buddy. Well, I thought the wish it would have that day. Well, I'll tell you that, good buddy, before I forget this. I did tune in last year on Rapley, Christmas Eve, and I did hear you singing there, good buddy, and I did come in last year, if you do remember, and I complimented you on your singing. I do hope you do sing this year, a few songs anyway, because I remember last year, everybody really enjoyed it, and don't get the fight, man, everybody really enjoyed your singing, and you really did have to do it good there, so we would all appreciate it if you did come to sing us a few songs, maybe now, or maybe a little bit later. Whatever you feel like it, then. And what kind of get some of the Christmas spirit back to you?
Yeah, Trey, when sing Jingle Bell.
I tell you one thing, you know what I mean? The little masters are floating around there. So I don't dare to stay on this thing too long, you know what I mean? I ain't looking for no big slips, you know? So that little Uncle Charlie there is waltzing around the place, and I think maybe he's waltzing around my place there, maybe, you know? Service.